The Story of Rona and the Moon. From the very first day of their marriage, Rona and her husband, Tama Nuiti Ra, did not get along. They fought bitterly, like cat and dog, moaning, cursing and arguing over anything and everything that the other did. "We need water," cried Rona. "Well, it's your turn to fetch it," Tama Nuiti Ra replied angrily. "No, it's not. I did it yesterday." "No, you didn't. I did it yesterday. You haven't done it for 3 days." "What are you talking about? I did it yesterday, you fool. You know nothing, useless husband. I know more than you will ever know." And so it continued. One tranquil summer's night, when the moon was wonderfully full and shining brightly, Rona stormed out of her hut after arguing with her husband about whose turn it was to fill the water pot. "I have had enough," she screamed at the top of her lungs. Marama, the divine moon, watched and listened intently to Rona as she stomped off into the night and cursed. "Why did I end up with the most worthless, stupid, lazy man in the village?" As Rona walked, lost on her own rantings, a gentle breeze blew a cloud in front of the moon, cloaking its light. In the sudden darkness, Rona tripped, stumbled and fell, cursing and moaning at the moon as if it were Tama Nuiti Ra himself. "You worthless, stupid, lazy moon," she raged. "You are meant to shine a light when the sun cannot. What is the point of you if you can't even do that one simple thing? I can't rely on anyone or anything." Marama was not impressed by Rona's insults. He warned her, "Be careful what you say or else may be made to pay." Rona was furious. She yelled, cursed and shook her fist at the moon, unable to contain his fury no longer. Marama reached down to pluck Rona from the earth. She clung desperately to a tree, but Marama eventually managed to haul both her and the tree into the sky. For the first time in her adult life, Rona was lost for words. The next day, Tama Nuiti Ra searched for his wife, but could not find her anywhere. His initial relief at finally having a little peace and quiet soon turned into worry and guilt. Where was she? He searched and searched, but the only unusual thing he could find was the hole in the ground where the tree once stood. She had disappeared off the face of the earth, or so it seemed. As the months passed, Tama Nuiti Ra lived on earth filled with remorse and regret, while his wife lived in the sky with Marama. To begin with, Rona felt angry and bitter, but Marama refused to argue or insult her as her husband would have done. Instead, he made her feel welcome and treated her with patience and kindness. Over time, her desire to argue and insult others was replaced by feelings of joy and love. Noticing her happiness and realizing that he had fallen in love with Rona, Marama asked her if she would like to return to Earth. He wished her to stay, of course, but not against her own free will. Rona did not have to ponder over an answer for long. She turned to Marama and proclaimed, "My darling, with you I have found happiness at last. You are the sweetest, kindest, most gentle soul I have ever known. Yes, of course I will stay. I love you with all my heart." Marama was delighted by Rona's decision and sealed their union by giving her a gift, an ancient cloak adorned with stars and woven with magic. With it, she became Rona Wahumanitai, the guardian and controller of the tides. Rona and Marama lived happily together in the sky and continue to do so to this day. If you look closely when the moon is full, Rona can be seen in her magical cloak, holding the tree and water pot, happy to collect water whenever they need it.